my Lord, what love is this that pays so dearly that I, the guilty one, may go free. Amazing love, Lord, sacrifice, the Son of God given for me.
There are certain basic fundamentals that every child of God ought to know. Certain things that we ought to get straight. And one of the things that we ought to know is that flesh is flesh. Flesh is flesh. Flesh, like Jesus Christ says, profited nothing. It has no benefit. Flesh is dead. Flesh is sorrow. Flesh is pain. Flesh is corruptibility. To summarize it all, flesh is vanity. flesh has got no eternal value. For this reason, Jesus Christ says in John chapter 6 verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So you see, flesh profited nothing. It has got no eternal value. And the reason why men suffer, or men find themselves going through the things that they go through, is simply because they live a life after the flesh. A life after the flesh. And everything that we see out there in this world is directed at trying to perfect the flesh, trying to better the flesh, trying to immortalize the flesh, trying to preserve the flesh. But Jesus Christ says clearly that the flesh profited nothing. It profited nothing. You see, that which is corruptible is corruptible. That which is mortal is mortal. You see, there is no point trying to immortalize the mortal. There is no point trying to make that which is corruptible incorruptible, because it is not possible. You know, if Jesus of Nazareth were alive today, how do you think he will look? How do you think he will look? If Jesus of Nazareth were alive this very day, and he were to, you know, be walking the streets of Jerusalem today, how do you think he would look? Now we're talking of the outer body, the flesh of Jesus. How do you think he would look? Obviously, it would have, that body would have been withered, would have grown old. See, let us cancel that impression that that body would have probably remained the way it was 2,000 years ago. So we like to imagine that if Jesus was around, he would not grow old. But just think of it, Jesus Christ himself had to go through the phases of development from a child until he became an adult. You see, the outer aspect of him, that is the flesh body of Jesus, you know, went through the normal developmental stages. And we know that as a child is born into this world, a child goes through phases of development, you know, to the adolescent and finally to that adult stage. And gradually the body starts to get old. Rather, let's face it, it's already getting old from the moment he's born into this world. Because from the moment you're born into this, we are born into this world, the body is already subject to death. Because that body, that we come into in this world with is a corruptible body. It's a material body. Praise God. So let us cancel the idea from our mouth that the body of Jesus of Nazareth, that same body with which he was born with, the natural birth, so would have continued on, you know, in that state. It would have withered and grown old. So you see, the flesh profited nothing, but it is the spirit that gives life. Jesus Christ has come to reveal the secrets of the life in the spirit. What is actually life that is within every man? It's the inner man, which the Bible so often speaks about, the inner man that has laid dormant in the days we walked in ignorance. There is an inner man that never dies. There is an inner man that never goes old. Jesus Christ came to reveal that inner man, which we call today the Christ in you. Praise God. It says that the Spirit quickens. It quickens you. He has come to reveal to us the way we can be quickened. The way we can get out of the miry clay of the myriads of problems that we have. Be it emotional, health-wise, whatever physical condition you have on the outside, you can be quickened, first of all, by recognizing the life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit. The inner spiritual life. Praise God. This is what the Spirit has come to reveal to us today. Hallelujah. Paul says in his letter to the Romans chapter 8 verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, the Spirit of God within us functions to quicken us from the dead. Praise God. It has come to quicken our mortal bodies. Now, he didn't say that he has come to immortalize the mortal body. No. He didn't say he has come to make incorruptible the mortal body. No. But rather, the Spirit has come to quicken us and quicken the mortal bodies. Meaning that living a life in the Spirit can so much overwhelm every negativity and every weakness of the flesh. Living a life in the Spirit can lift you up above the pains and the hurts and the tribulation that we have in this world. Remember the words of Jesus, that in the world you will have nothing but tribulation, but in the Spirit, you have peace. Perfect peace. In me you have stillness. See, in me you have a realm that does not change, that is not up today, down tomorrow. That's in the Spirit. In me, that's in the Spirit. So you see, Jesus Christ has come to introduce life in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Praise God. Walking in the Spirit is the solution to every problem that every man has. That is the only way. That is the door out of the myriads of problems that a man has. Praise God. Walking in the Spirit restores the joy of His presence, the joy of that fellowship with God. Praise God. Have you heard of joy in the Holy Ghost? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Paul says that the kingdom of God is not in meat and in drink, but in joy in the Holy Ghost. That's in the Spirit. If we can reach out to the inner man of the Spirit, we become automatically aligned, consciously aligned, you know, with the Holy Ghost, which is the universal body of Christ. And we enter into a fellowship of joy. Joy that cannot be affected by the circumstances that we see in the outer, in this world. There's a joy and a peace that you can have, you see, that overwhelms any physical condition that you have. That overwhelms every, you know, situation that we might see or experience without us. Praise God. You know, some of those disciples of old were taken to prisons, they were flogged, they were persecuted. But you know, these people persisted, they continue on in the joy of the Lord, which is what baffles the people. That how can somebody go through so much humiliation? How can somebody go through so much pain and yet retain the joy of his salvation? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God's kingdom is a kingdom of laughter. Oh, hallelujah. You can be so quickened and, you know, filled with the joy of the Lord that he can even destroy the medical reports. Praise God. If you have a condition and you do have to find yourself somewhere in the hands of a doctor, the love and the joy and the stillness and the peace of God in you can even go for to affect the doctor or the nurses or the people around you. Praise God. So we must recognize this basic principle of life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit. First of all, recognizing the inner man, which is actually a man of light, an invisible man. He does not die. He's not subject to the many, many tribulations, the many, many, you know, negative reports that we hear, you know, from the hospital. He's not subject to cancer. He's not subject to, you know, diabetes. He's not subject to any of these elements that we see in this world. But he remains, you know, eternally, you know, vivified, quickened in God's presence. This was what God was trying to demonstrate to us through the testimony of Gideon. Gideon, for Gideon to obtain that victory over the Midianites. Those of you who have not heard this message, I would advise you to go back to my old messages and read on the story of Gideon's army. That message has got truths hidden in it, secrets hidden in it. Secrets revealing the mystery of that life of Christ in us. Praise God. The Midianites represented the multitude of the problems, the myriads, the tribulation that man is in today. And you know, we go about looking for ways to solve our problems, and the more we try, the more these problems come the other way. See, and there is no solution for man's problems except he first of all realize that within the effing vessel there is a body of light. Within the jar place, that's within these earthly tabernacles, you have the man of the spirit, which is a man of light. We must first of all recognize this inner man to enter into victory. All Gideon had to do to defeat these innumerable, you know, enemies, the Midianites, who were uncountable as the sand of the sea, all he needed to do was to break, you know, the clay jars, break them, sound the trumpet, you know, and proclaim the name of the Lord and Gideon's name. That is all they needed to do to obtain the victory over the Midianites. The Midianites that were so many that the Bible says they were like the sand of the sea. 300 men defeated them. These 300 men, talk of men who are in the resurrection, men who are awake, who are alert to this revelation that God is giving us today. Praise God. Let us not fight our warfare the way of men. But let us fight our warfare with spiritual arms which the Lord is giving us today. Praise God. Recognize Christ in you. Recognize the inner man of the spirit, the invisible man, and walk according to him. Confess him. Praise God. And let us not try, first of all, by trying to solve, you know, or try to immortalize the clay jars, because the clay jars don't have any value. We're talking of the flesh now. Paul says that we have a treasure hidden in earthen vessels. Isn't that what Paul says? Let's quickly go down to those verses. I'll turn to 2 Corinthians. I'll just start from verse 4 so that we have a clear picture of this treasure in earthen vessels, treasure in clay jars, jars of clay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3, I'll read down. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the glory of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. This is what he's saying. Paul is talking about treasures in earthen vessels. Now, what is this treasure in earthen vessels? He has defined it here. The treasure in that in our earthen vessel, which is within us, is actually Christ, who is the image of God. Christ, who is the image of God. So the whole intention of the gospel is to illuminate the eyes of our understanding. Because before now, the God of this world, the Prince of Darkness, the God of this world had blinded the eyes of our understanding so that we could not recognize this glorious treasure that is hidden in this earthen vessel. Praise God. Within this earthen vessel is the image of God, is the glory of God, which we call Christ. This is what Paul calls the mystery of all ages. Hallelujah. Now the light is shining in dark places, and the Lord is illuminating the eyes of our understanding, causing us to recognize the way to our liberty, the way to our joy, the way to our healing, the way to our peace, the way back to all power. It's first of all by recognizing this treasure within the vessels. And once you recognize this treasure within the vessel, you don't just let the treasure be there. You don't just sit back. Rather, you destroy this vessel to reach out to that treasure within. For instance, if you have a clay jar with a treasure within it, and the clay jar is sealed on all sides, it does not have an opening. How do you get the treasure out of it? You have to destroy that clay jar. You have to, you know, break it. In likewise manner, Paul said that we bear in our bodies the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life of Christ may also be manifest through us. Praise God. How do we die unto self? How do we die the death of our Lord Jesus? It doesn't mean just fasting day and night. You fast day and night and try to kill the flesh. So you put the flesh to death simply by recognizing the truth and confessing the truth. That is how you break this vessel of clay, this earthen vessel. You die by first of all recognizing the treasure within, and by faith living the life of Christ in you, confessing the life in the Spirit. Praise God. Recognizing the inner life as your life, because that is your life in reality, and confessing it. That's why it says, by your confession you shall be set free. By your confession you shall either be saved or you shall either be destroyed. The salvation that we have today comes by hearing, believing, and then confessing, declaring. Hallelujah. Declaring this word of truth, not by going out on the street or in the city center and declaring Jesus is Lord or Christ in me. No. In your daily walk, in our daily walks, we must conform ourselves by confessing Christ in us. It's no longer I, but Christ. It's no longer the man born some years ago in America or in Africa or in London or whatever. But rather, it's the man whose origin is in the bosom of God. Before Abraham was I am. Praise God. when we confess the life in the Spirit and walk according to the Spirit, we begin to realize that dimension that Christ has prepared for us. This is the New Jerusalem. In reality, rediscovering the inner man of the Spirit means rediscovering God's kingdom, because the man of the Spirit is adapted for God's kingdom. It's not of this world. It's not of this material world. It's a spiritual man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So herein lies, you know, our goal in the faith is to confess these things, notwithstanding some of the negativity we might see around us. Praise God. Don't mind what the body might tell to you, might say to you. Don't mind what the hospital reports might say to you. See, don't mind the brethren who are there just watching out for faults. Watching out for faults in you, and that's all. You know, there are some brethren whose ministry is just to stand out there and watch out for your errors and watch out for your mistakes. And they say, and they look at each other and say, well, what did we say? What did we say? Praise God. So it is that life in the Spirit that quickens us. Praise God. It is that life in the Spirit that catapults us into the dimension of unspeakable joy and abundant life. Praise God. When we surpass the limitedness in the flesh and begin to live in bountiful life, recognizing that all things are mine. Let's just think of it. Just think of this. Let us reason together. The man of the Spirit, or we can say Christ, does not have to come down from heaven to physically possess a property upon the earth. He doesn't have to go to the waterfalls in Canada, to the great Niagara waterfalls, and write his name there that it belongs to me. See, but he says that all things are mine. He says that the cattle upon a thousand hills are mine. Everything underneath the sea, upon the earth, in the heavens, in the galaxies, they are all mine. All things are mine. See, but he never comes down to war or to contend for these things. You see, but those who are upon the earth, men who contend, who fight over these things. See, we see conflicts of interest here and there, warrings and all this. You notice that these people come in and they go off, but God remains. They enter into this dimension and they go off, and God remains. So you see, all the bitterness of men and all their tribulation and all their struggling and all their striving is all in vain. But it is the man of the Spirit that knows that all things are his. He consciously enjoys the totality of the glory of God, unhindered. Praise God. So you see that any message that we preach is always directed at recognizing the inner life of the Spirit. See, it's that life, recognizing that life and living according to that life, that brings about our healing. Praise God. The resurrection from the dead is all about a quickening back into that life of the Spirit. Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection. Christ, the Spirit, represents the resurrection. Knowing Christ is the resurrection. knowing yourself is the resurrection. That's knowing the inner man of the spirit is the resurrection from the dead. See, Jesus Christ says the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, say it, and they shall come forth, some to eternal life and some to eternal damnation. Now, the coming forth from the graves is all about coming forth from the illusion of our mortal existence. Coming forth from the graveyard of humanity. When you live in the flesh and we are ignorant of the life in the spirit, we are ignorant of that invisible presence, that one invisible body that spans the whole of creation, we are virtually, you know, like dead, not knowing anything. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. See, but when the quickening begins to occur, when you begin to hear the voice of truth, see, when you begin to hear the saint of the waters of life, when you begin to hear the voice of the master calling, you begin to come out from the misery of the life in the flesh, the illusion of the carnal life, thinking that you can gain this world to kind of formulate a glory for yourself, as a cover, as security for yourself. Out there in the world is just tribulation and tribulation and endless. It never ends. It never comes to an end. The economic crisis and these things that you see, if you go back through history, you will discover that these things are not new. They've always been there. Somebody talks about uprisings here and there in the Middle East. Somebody talks about natural disasters. They have always been there. All these things have always been there. There have always been earthquakes. There have always been, you know, murderous people. There have always been crime. There has always been corruption. There has always been violence. There's always been tribulation, and there will always be tribulation in the world. In the world, that is in the realm where people live according to the flesh. That is the world, in the ignorance of the flesh, where you have the nations and tongues and diverse reasonings and all that. So when the hour comes for a man to begin to hear the voice of the Son of Man, hear the voice of truth, and come out, let the voice lead you out of the illusion of your body, of your life as a human upon the earth. Let go of it, loosen yourself, and get back into that eternal spirit. Loosen yourself, get out from the realm of the dead, like the prodigal son. The prodigal son arose from the realm of pigs, from the realm of the dead, carnality, and ascended back into the consciousness of I. Bible says he came back to himself. That is the resurrection. When you come back to yourself, recognizing the inner life of the spirit, that is the resurrection. The Bible says he came back to himself. Hallelujah. And when you come back to yourself, you discover yourself back in the bosom of the Father, realizing your oneness with the Father. Then you begin to realize myth, a realm of constant partying, a realm of constant fellowshipping in joy. The Father, the prodigal son's father, made a feast for him. There was singing and joy in the father's household. And that is eternal joy. It's a realm of laughter. It's a realm of joy. Fellowship in the Holy Ghost. Unhindered praise. Wild jubilation in the spirit. Praise God. See, the joy in that dimension is not affected by what happens upon the earth. Praise God. Everything in that dimension remains perfectly still, and there's an abundance of all things. This is the dimension of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the Spirit that quickens us. Praise God. Coming back to life in the Spirit. Coming back to recognize the life within us. Is the door out of, you know, way out of the tribulation of this life. I and the Father are one. All that the Father has are mine. Now, it's not something you just confess with your mouth. It's something that you know. It's something that you consciously become aware of in Christ. Hallelujah. In that consciousness, you don't need to go about struggling, fighting, you know, and all these kind of things that we see. We see ministries clashing with each other for supremacy. Don't you see that here and there? Pastors fighting over flock. And that pastor took my member away. That pastor influenced my member. All that stuff. All that ceases when you recognize that I and the Father are one. Vain glory ceases. The urge to be recognized and to be praised and to be exalted among men ceases. Because you are the Father. You are in that spiritual body and you are aligned with His eternal purposes forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, it's not about trying to repair the flesh. It's not about trying to, you know, make whole that which is already dead. Because the body is already dead. So just look at the natural world we see today. Everything that you see is dead. We're talking of the physical body, the physical material creation is dead. The earthened vessel, the clay jar does not have life in it, is dead. It's a material body, is dead. But that which has the life is the Spirit within us. See, and if we recognize that Spirit within us and commune with the Spirit within us and walk in the Spirit within us and continue in the Spirit within us, it will quicken our mortal bodies. See, when you begin to recognize this thing within you, you will overcome the challenges in the physical realm. You overcome the challenges, you know, of a cancer, of a kidney problem, of diabetes. You overcome the problems of your finances. So you overcome the sense of limitedness due to a, you know, some kind of disability. Hallelujah. You know that Christ can be manifest in somebody that is disabled. You can have one leg and Christ can manifest Himself fully in you. You can have one hand and yet the life of God flows through you in a manner that, you know, even those who think they are okay, who are complete in their body, will come to look for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So life in the Spirit will cancel all the negative reports. It will quicken our mortal bodies. He didn't say it will make the mortal bodies mortal, because the mortal body is mortal and the mortal bodies die. The mortal body is just for the occasion. See, the mortal body is for the occasion to use as an interface to reveal that inner light, that spiritual light, to reveal that life of the Spirit within. It's an interface to manifest the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the life in the Spirit will quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. If wherever we are today, if we have any type of problem, because we all have challenges. We all in this world have challenges as men. Jesus Christ says, you know, in the world you have nothing but, you know, tribulation. Praise God. But I have come that you may have life. He's here in our midst to quicken us. Quicken us. So that we don't perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. Because in reality, all men are already perishing. Dying off. In the illusion of their mortal identities. Dying off. With the corruption that is in this world. They are being eaten up by the worms. Eating up by the worms, feed on their flesh sweetly, and they are dying off, perishing off constantly. But he has come to give us life, that you may not perish, but have that life that never passes away, that eternal life, that life that has been with God from the foundation of the world, is the life of the Spirit. Christ in you, Christ in me, Christ in that brother, Christ in everybody. Hallelujah. That Christ in us is actually one with the Spirit of God. This is the only way that we can escape the many, many, many problems we have as men. Recognize the Christ in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Confess Christ in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Then you will enter into that place. You will discover it consciously. Hallelujah. There's a realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a dimension, a kingdom reserved. Hallelujah. It's already there. But we must first of all know the spiritual man, walk in it. Hallelujah. And as the day dawns without knowing, you discover yourself walking in new life. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. This is the body of Christ. This is the light body. This is the eternal body that never dies. Hallelujah. This is the eternal body that lives in the countenance of the glory of God. It is preserved by God's glory and it can never fade away. This is what Christ has come to reveal to us. Hallelujah. He never came to make the mortal immortal. He never came to make the incorruptible, the corruptible incorruptible. Rather, he has come to reveal to us. He has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel. Hallelujah. He has rented the veil and he has brought to light immortality and light through the gospel, through the good news. Now, what is that immortality and life that he has come to reveal to us? It is Christ in you. It is the man of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now you are beginning to recognize who you are. Now you are beginning to know yourself more than you ever knew all this time past. Years when you walked ignorantly as vagabonds upon the earth, not knowing where you came from, where you are going, not knowing what to expect, living in fear, in worries, in torments. Oh, praise God. But today, we have the mystery unveiled before us. He has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel. Hallelujah. That life, that eternal life. Hallelujah. That flawless life. That immortal life that never passes, incorruptible. He has brought it to light. And that is Christ in you. Hallelujah. Now, if that life is in us, it shall flow. Hallelujah. Like living waters. Flow like living waters. Flow like living waters. Hallelujah. And he heals every member of our body. He heals everything that he comes across. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is our glory. This is the hope of our calling as brethren. Recognize this mystery. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. It calls for patience, continuity, not being discouraged. So when the temptation comes, remember the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. When the stumbling comes, remember that you are forgiven with an eternal forgiveness. You are loved with an eternal love. Hallelujah. When the problems come, don't be deceived by them. Don't let the outer body prophesy to you. Don't let your doctors prophesy to you. See, don't let the dragons, men, prophesy to you. Rather, hear the voice of the Spirit and walk according to the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.